Tom, obviously the three penalties there in the first period put you a little bit behind the eight ball, but boy, I thought 5-on-5, you played pretty darn good tonight.
Oh, no, we were the better team 5-on-5, Schultz. You just take a look at the shot chart, take a look at the shot attempts, take a look at the shots on goal. We hit two big clankers. We got a goal that was disallowed that was legit, and no, I couldn't ask anything more out of our guys. Anytime we got into a little trouble was when maybe we turned some pucks over. But other than that, our 60 minutes of pressure was outstanding, and I couldn't be more proud of our effort and more proud of our guys, Schulte.
Defensemen, especially Justin Beaudry, certainly were jumping up into the offense a whole lot tonight. Is that just kind of how things worked out, or is that just one way that you can try to get past them?
We needed to activate our defense, and we needed to get them up in the play and just try to get some second-wave offense. And, no, we need to do that. And you know what? We need to get probably a little dirtier away from the puck. And I thought, you know what we did? We talked about it right before our goal. I said, the guys away from the puck have to get to the cage. And what happened is we fought to the cage and we score. I mean, it was ironic that we just talked about it on the bench and our guys, again, away from the puck, just get pucks to the blue and let's have some people there. And we scored. And, of course, you know, it was disallowed. But, no, we did a lot of good things.
What was the explanation you got on it?
Well, the explanation wasn't that he blew the whistle prematurely. He just said that it was a situation where, he just felt the goalie was in a vulnerable spot right there, and he blew it. But whose kid knew? It was a premature call, and it's too bad because it was a good goal.